Have you ever found yourself in a tight spot? You know, you're being squeezed on every side, it's tough, and you just don't know which way to turn. You've been there, right? And right in that place, the thing you need most is a friend. That's why a friend in need is a friend indeed. When we're hard-pressed on every side, what we need is the sort of friend who doesn't just talk about friendship. They just don't mouth platitudes and walk away. What we need is the sort of friend who does friendship. The sort that arrives on your doorstep with sleeves rolled up and says, "Hey, I'm here. What do you need me to do for you?" There's a reason for that. There's a reason that we have that need. You and I were never designed to operate as a standalone unit. Now, we may think sometimes that we can do it all, that we can shoulder the burden on our own, and sure, there are times when God wants us to do that. But listen up. When God made Adam, he took one look at this fantastic creation of his. What was the first thing he said? Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. "Then the Lord God said, 'It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make for him a helper as his partner.'" Hey, it's not good that this man should have to do it all himself. I will make him a helper. And so God created Eve. Now, before all the feminists jump down my throat about Eve only being Adam's helper, let's remember this. The most common use of that word helper in the Old Testament is in the context of God being our helper. Far from being a demeaning concept, it's a concept of strength and humility. Fancy that, God being our helper. It's not good for us to be alone. It's not good for us to struggle through things on our own. So the next time you're in one of those tight spots, it's the very time to remember to reach out to a friend. Sometimes God puts those people right under our noses and we don't realize it. Who, I wonder, has God put by your side for you to lean on? And other times, we need more than a human friend, writes the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. No matter what you're going through, Jesus is always in that place with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. So when the going gets tough, reach out to a friend. It's God's word, fresh for you today.